not even not only talk to me lah. You can, you're open to talk to anybody one. So you will end up 10%, how come 8% come back to 1 point? That means that yes. Point is realistic. Not
correct.
Not anyhow say.
But I must say that it is very hard to find people like you nowadays, because a lot of the old hands are already, they retire already. Like you say, most of your friends are retired already. And you all were in an era where people value a lot of the very high quality things, and which is something that resonates with my company now, our values. We believe in giving our clients a good start. You know, like just now you were mentioning about the price war and everything, right? So maybe if I can just ask you, like, you know, all the way back, you know, is this the first thing that you went into after you came out from school or something? Is this your first job? So you started.
I started maybe 15, 16 years old.
Okay. Then what was the first, how do you first get introduced to like blocks?
It's actually part of the family business la.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I work for my family, a small hardware shop. Not hardware shop la. Also doing locksmith. At that time is very handful only locksmith.
Okay.
So is that time I think the most is 4 or 5 so-called reputated locksmith shop.
Okay.
So doing quite okay la, quite well la. So I'm the one of the son or something like that.
Correct.
So we just help.
Oh, okay.
Then eventually actually it's like forced to work la. I mean,
correct,
you know,
correct.
Olden time is the father will say, okay, come
stop studying, come and do
correct. They said you go study ITE, you learn technical thing, why don't you learn this one? Okay lor, what to do, just follow lor. But then how old? Just after O level, just go and hang in the shop, learn a bit. From eventually from there start until now long, it worked until now long.
Wow, okay, that's amazing, man. So like so that is probably in the 60s or 70s.
70s ah.
70s
ah. I was in 61, so by the time about 74, 75
okay.
Actually on off, you know, if your family is doing it on off school holiday, you will go down to your shop and hang around there.
Correct.
So I also lost count lah. Basically, maybe 13, 14 years old already.
You started already, no?
The age we don't do lah, but we hang in the shop, do running errand, making coffee, buying things for them, see how they sell things, follow them to work, like sort of this lah.
And what was the first lock that you came across, like in your store? Can you remember?
Can't recall, yeah, so many locks.
Okay, or rather, which one is the one that left you with the deepest impression, or the first one that you installed?
The first, well, you take quite a while to install one, because
also you sell first lah.
Sell.
Then you will learn the everything.
To pick open a lock is, you can the basic, if I tell you, is actually very simple only.
Okay.
Like you say, you want to cook, you take a wok, you put oil, you put all the things, you stir fry. But how you master is another thing already.
So you are a trained locksmith or something?
Yeah.
I'm a
locksmith, I don't sell lock one. Actually I'm a locksmith. I'm not a carpenter. That's why it's asking, hey, can you do dog? I don't do dog.
Oh,
I'm a locksmith.
But you know how to do, you learn along the years.
Then likewise, you ask me about dotting. As you said, you learn along the years from experience, you know, oh, this dog got this problem, it's because of this, because of that.
Correct.
Although I don't do, but from so many years, you don't live for nothing, ma. You will learn now.
Correct.
But of course, some people, okay, there's two type of people. Some people, I'm not saying that I'm good lah. Some people learn as they go on. No matter how good you are, you still keep on learning. Some people don't care. I just work for the sake of working, get my pay, and that's
it. They don't improve lah. They don't look for self improvement.
Correct.
You know.
we don't improve in the sense of paper lah. We improve in the sense of knowledge.
Your craftsmanship also.
We know, oh, this one cannot be done in this way, cannot be done in this way. So which is better way? We improvise slowly by slowly. Not like nowadays, everything high tech, one shot they push to the maximum.
Correct, correct.
On paper, very easy only ma.
Correct.
You draw on scale, 1 to 10. Oh, this one, so you minus back, you plus back. Paper thing, theory is very simple.
Correct.
But
correct.
Technically, it's different really. When correct. You do hands-on, it's totally different.
Yeah, you need that. You need, like a soup. You need time to make good correct. Soup. You cannot
I tell you, put water, put all the pork inside. You don't know. You buy the pork, come back, you just throw it out. You need to wash. Then wash, you need to add a bit of so-called ingredient or tactic to tenderize the meat,
correct.
to make the thing look better. Ma. So how can people make soup so nice? You make soup. I follow exactly, but there's a lot of hidden thing you don't know. Ma.
Correct,
these are all through experience. Ma.
Correct. So you know, like, just kind of when you first started out, then you know you spoke a bit about the industry, you spoke about like how from a very small market for the developers, the builders, the contractors, now there's so many of them. How was it like back in the time when do you think was the golden age of like door hardware in Singapore?
During the 70s, 80s, so that's a booming time already.
Okay.
70s, 80s until 90s. Even till 90s still good. Only to 20 the time competition come already.
Okay.
After the economic crisis,
okay,
everything slow down. Then people start to emerge out and do by themselves, clean their thing, especially after internet come out.
Okay.
Everything can source internet. Ma. Last time is I know this thing can buy from China, but I don't know the source, how to arrange,
there, right?
How
yeah.
to get there. Then that you only know, oh, I only know this company sell A. So every time I want A, I must go to this company. If this company shifted or I don't know where to get. But now internet so easily. Once I pop in only, I got 10 companies selling A to Z.
Correct.
So that also play a part lah. They're good and bad lah. Good and bad lah.
Sometimes it's good for the end consumer. They can get the
yeah,
stuff.
But the thing is, it's sort of degrade the thing lor. Downgrade the thing.
Because you don't know what do people get. Where is this?
They don't care also. I mean the seller also don't care. My main job is to manufacture the thing, sell it off. That's it. Full stop. Well, olden time is I manufacture the thing, I sell, I gotta make sure I do a backup service. I make sure my thing are good.
End to end, they turnkey lah.
Yeah.
From the first thing they design all the way until the person
until
put
they,
the key in and
until
open
they
it.
Still think of 5 years later any feedback, how is the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Can it last that long?
The follow through is very very good lah.
Last time they think a lot of this type of thing. These are the olden type doing business, no? That's why I say those conservative type, oh, they give credit. Why? They know that if I give you credit, you will come back to me. You got long term.
Correct.
Nowadays, I don't care. Also because of, you get, all are human fault. La.
Correct.
I give you credit, you take the thing and you run away, you don't pay me.
Oh, I see.
So everybody's scared, really. It's not that I don't want to give you credit. I give 10% credit. Only one person come back to pay me. The rest don't come and pay me. What can I do? So
correct.
Bankruptcy, all come up. So it's actually human fault. Anything in the market, all is human fault. One. Because
correct.
Human is the person who create this type of thing.
Correct.
If all the world like last time, everybody happy, die, I come back to you. No problem, you just make a phone call, hey, this project I want you, okay, don't worry, I give you all the things.
So it's really a lot of trust.
Yeah,
you literally
mutual trusting. Yeah.
Just throw away the moment you say I want the thing arriving at your site, already throw
because
away.
I trusted you, ma. I give you my goods, ma.
Correct.
That you trusted my product, ma.
Correct.
You rely on my product, ma. So it's both sides, not on one side, ma. Both sides, one.
So in terms of like that's the financial side of things, and like on the technical side of things, like when you say like people are manufacturing for cheap, right? And we said just now that it can't, if it's too cheap, it's too cheap to be true, right? Too good to be true, right? Sometimes something has to give as the price comes down. And you are involved in like, you are so well versed in like locks and cylinders and everything. Do you see the quality of the locks come down? Can you feel it when
Firstly, people go to China because of workmanship.
Okay.
Pay so called the cost. Labor
correct,
cost.
Correct. Labor cost.
Before China, they go to Taiwan.
Okay.
Before China open up, Taiwan is the first
go-to place.
Anything you want, they can copy for you. But of course, they got their standard because they follow USA standard.
Correct.
So they follow their standard. Well, China, once they open up, is one item that can be made by 10 manufacturer, but all different grade. $100 per piece, they got $80 they have. Then come to $60, $50, yes. Now even come to $20 you can get. So you can see the vast difference. It's not because of competition, because of, in order to cut down the cost, what they do, they cut down the material. Instead of give you solid, they give you hollow. Instead of give you brass, they give you alloy.
Oh.
You know alloy can get corroded one.
Correct, the patina.
After a while, it's very funny, this sort of thing. I think they also did a study. Although the alloy is cheaper or whatever thing, they get corroded. But if you use it every day, no problem.
If you use it every day, there's no problem.
Once you stop using it, you stay there, stay put, you will get corroded. It's like TV, you on your TV every day, your electrical thing, every day you use, can last you 5 years, 10 years. You on your TV, after that you stop using your TV for 2 years. You start again, the TV doesn't work. Inside the thing get corroded.
Okay. Why?
It's the same logic, same system.
Okay.
Well, last time is they give you all solid thing, all no matter you use or you don't use, it will still last. Of course, if you don't use, it will last longer.
Correct.
Because they know, like brass, without contact with chemical or what, you won't get corrosion.
Okay.
Well, alloy, even no contact, it will self corrode.
Okay.
Another thing is, we talk about brass. When it comes to shipment, transportation, brass heavy.
Yes, okay.
So the cost also more expensive. Freight charge, everything also expensive.
Okay.
Production, everything also expensive. So if they cut the material, they save a lot of money.
Correct.
Then they can give you that kind of pricing.
But in terms of personal preference, do you like brass or do you like alloy, aluminium, stainless steel? Which one do you like the most?
Depend on what thing.
What is door handles?
Door handle, of course, if you can get stainless steel, will be better. But stainless steel, not much people doing.
Okay.
Only marine.
I see.
Their price is very high.
Okay.
Because it's... Okay, we talk about stainless steel. Last time it's pure stainless steel. Now stainless steel also got great.
Mix, correct. Right. So and everything.
Oh, mine is stainless steel. How come we're still rough? It's lower grade, man.
I see.
Same thing. Everything is all done by human. I told you. Human. All human. Last time is die. Stainless steel, that means solid stainless steel. Brass, that means solid brass. Brass is either copper or green, this normal brass, which are all durable things. Now it's different. I don't know, you ever come across some lock for nothing, you burst open. Because corrosion, it becomes so fragile.
Yeah. We see, for example, my own place, just within 1 year, all the handles are failing already.
You know, China make one?
Huh.
Okay, you ask me about 80 that time.
Yeah.
Why that time is good? That time, Far East merge up.
Okay.
Far East is so-called selling up marketing, high end. So they use all the branded one. They can spend $2,000 on one door lock for the main door for one condo unit.
Correct.
Imagine
correct.
One condo got how many units? For example, your condo got how many units? At least 200. Forget to, we say average, some fine, okay, 300. One lock is $2,000. How much is that? Just the lock itself, right? The rest we don't
correct,
know
into it. Yeah.
But now different. Oh. This $2,000 I can buy the
entire
unit item. Right? So which developer is still going to you build a house with high end thing.
Correct.
You're selling 1 million.
Correct.
Somebody almost the same now, cannot be identical, almost the same. They're selling the thing for $600,000. As an end user, who will you buy?
Correct.
But some buy because of budget. So I think my budget is low. So correct. Everybody will flock to this type. I mean, the high end house still got people buy one.
Correct.
But now it becomes only a handful.
Correct.
So it.
But the, do you see that like, it's a cycle that's coming back because now the internet is so informative, right? That people are starting to share their stories about how these low quality things. I mean, like, sometimes I wouldn't say they are low quality. I think sometimes it's the hunt for the right value. Maybe, you know, it doesn't mean cheap is bad sometimes, but I would think at the right thing at the right price. So now, and that's what we aim to do, right? Getting the right thing at the right price to the right client. So we see a lot of stories and everything shared. So we see a comeback in the cycle that people are starting to look for things that because they learn from
the
mistake.
Slowly.
In the 2000, all the bad things are starting to surface out from the cheap developers.
They learn, especially the thing halfway go haywire.
Correct.
Then people sweat already.
Correct.
Also put it this way, those affordable people are still willing to fork up big money for your thing. Your thing is good.
Correct.
That's why imagine if you sell a Miwa depot, easily you sell $300, for example.
Correct.
$300, I buy a China cheaper lock. Oh, we don't say China, no particular country. I buy a cheaper range one.
Correct.
$50 I can buy already.
Correct.
So people will say, okay, I buy the cheaper one. But after a while, I'm gonna keep on spoiling. I after the end of the day, 2 years down the road, I change 3 times.
And you spend more because now in Singapore the visit when you go down one side you charge, right?
Yeah.
It's expensive, right?
More expensive than your product. So you may you change 3 times, 150, but you pay the service guy $300-$400 to do for so many times. So you end up more. So people now to think. Put another thing.
Okay.
As I say also most important affordable or manageable people Not you don't have to be very rich. You know, sometimes it's very okay. I don't know whether you noticed. I came across. I see so many people. It's not always the rich people are willing to spend money. Okay, I put an example. I service two customers. They are using same thing. One, not all Sometimes the rich people, the rich guy will say, "Wow, okay, this thing you got cheaper one." Okay, they agree for the thing already. Then when it comes to your labor, they are not willing to pay you.
Yeah.
Where else? Ordinary, moderate family.
Yes.
You tell them the benefit of this thing, they accept it. And you tell them your workmanship, they really accept it.
Yes.
Although they are quite expensive, okay, you do me a good job.
Correct.
That's what they want. You do me a good job, no problem. I pay you.
It's a craftsmanship as well, respecting.
You respect the guy.
Experience.
Even a plumber come to your house. Mm. Some people say, "Hey, you only a plumber, only. You don't dirty my place, blah 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 blah, all these things." After the job done, they don't even tell you thank you. They think that this is your job that you're paid to do. But well, some people is different. A plumber come, you treat them nicely. You appreciate their work. After the job done, you thank them. Then the guy will do a better job. He also happy, you also happy, man.
Correct.
So my conclusion is not all the rich men willing to pay. Of course, there are some really willing to pay one.
Yeah. Correct.
And I noticed those that really willing to pay one are those that really go through all the so-called tough time.
They build it up themselves.
They know how hard to make a living. They understand. Not like those new poor Thai.
Yes.
They born. I got a friend. They say during our era, if you want to buy a car, I want to buy second hand car la. Cannot afford buy a new car.
Correct.
Second car, I still want to buy those Japanese car or whatever car. But for them, I want to buy a car. Must buy European car.
Oh.
To them, I just tell my mother, I tell my father, they will just buy for you. Or maybe even before I tell my birthday, my father already bought me. It's totally different. That thing came too easy for them. So they don't really appreciate.
And I think sometimes it's also a process that maybe, you know, when we, like the thing that we spoke about earlier, then we sort of educate, you know, we share the stories, then I think then they have an understanding. Then they are more willing to spend. I think it's a perspective kind of thing. A lens that some of the richer people think. And maybe sometimes I think they are like more critical. Because they took a lot of things to build up their wealth and everything. So, but I think some of them, like what you say, after you explain to them, you know, and they appreciate the experience, the work that is put in, the material that they are buying. And yeah,
that's very important. That's more important. It's not actually more important than whatever thing. Firstly, if you don't trust the plumber, you won't ask him to come to your house.
Correct.
Who knows, maybe a small thing, he might end up, wow, I need to change the whole kitchen piping. So, if you don't trust a guy, hard to say. You must trust a guy, then you, of course, you appreciate the guy. Then everything happy once and for all.
Correct.
So the market is still there, lah. I mean, if you have something good, of course it's not as good as last time, but still manageable, lah. Because now everybody so-called standard of living higher, and a lot of people they make enough to spend
to be able to afford things that,
affordable.
They're at the right value, at the right price point,
for
the right quality.
Of course, you come out one phone which is 30,000. I think only handful people can afford. I know it's good. You can tell me how good I know, but 30,000 is totally out of my budget. So how to buy? You must evaluate the thing. Whether it suits the market. The market. Whether the market needs such a good
product
thing.
Product and everything. Yes,
I see last time they came out a phone, Virtual.
Virtual.
I don't know how good lah. But still got people buy, but I think the company no more already. Or still good. So expensive. Not a lot of people can afford lah. People will know, wow, so your awareness you can create already. You already bang in the thing, people know, wow, this phone damn expensive. But how good? Some people use it, they'll complain, no good. By the time you complain, you already spend the money already.
But you know, just now, you know, you were talking about like you were trained locksmith and everything. So you kind of apprenticeship, you learn from your family business. So, you know, just I'm very curious. Is it very difficult to pick a Miwa lock, a cylinder?
I ever try. Miwa lock actually can be picked. Okay, we don't talk about magnetic lah.
Okay.
We talk about the normal. The time is the blue wafer type lah. Can be picked, but it cannot be open.
Cannot be open. Meaning?
I'm sure you also don't know lah. You sell the lock. You do understand your lock on the phone.
I mean, we know it from a very experiential viewpoint, because sometimes the companies, they themselves is proprietary, right? Some of the information. So they just tell us that this is the, you know, 151 million combination. Then there's a 1.5 billion combination.
Okay, that's why I say these are all theory lah. Practically, technically, nothing is impossible one. Okay, to break a combination is actually like try 4D like this one. Okay, locksmith is like this,
alright.
You pick open the lock, five combination. It's like playing, triggering all the parts only, ma.
Alright.
Then okay, we talk about you say your Miwa lock can be picked.
Alright.
But it can't be opened. Why? Because your Miwa lock work on two sections.
Okay.
Normal lock work on one section. Once you pick the lock, the thing turn, everything move.
Oh, the cylinder and the thumb turn is separated.
No. The cylinder, you slot in the key,
correct.
You turn,
correct.
Then your key play a very important part, because your key must be long enough to trigger the inner portion. There's still a thing that twists, that is the main thing that opens the lock.
Okay.
So when your cylinder turn, your this inner part don't turn, your lock will never open.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it the... Let me see, what's the technical term? I thought I read it before somewhere.
That is so, the selling point of your Miwa lock.
And it has always been like that?
Yes.
Even up to today?
Until now, I mean...
So, this is what the... You know, they always talk about this, the tumbler spring.
No, not about this. Okay, it's actually your key. You show your key, this portion.
Correct.
When your key insert into here, it chat up.
Okay.
It chat up. Normally, cylinder key, you insert, you won't chat up one. You just fit nicely in, and the cylinder just. I said the cylinder, okay, your cylinder is one piece, but you need the ending part to trigger the lock.
Okay.
Inside.
Okay.
So when we pick the waffle or whatever thing.
Correct.
The cylinder move.
Correct.
But I don't have a key inside. I don't have the extra length to turn the control inside.
I see. Okay.
You go back, you take a cylinder, very simple. You see. You take a cylinder, you insert the key in. You okay. See your key jutting out one.
Okay. At the end,
At the end.
Okay, I go and see.
This is the jutting out that twist the... You got a cylinder here?
Oh, but this is a thumb turn,
yeah. Is it normal thing is, you insert the key, you turn the cylinder, you cannot see the key one. The key too long, it cannot stuck, you cannot use.
Okay.
Because Miwa work on totally different. You work on the extra key to open the lock.
I see.
Then if customers sometimes wear and tear, they say that, hey, Charles, how come my lock can turn but can't open the lock? It's actually not a lock fob. It's the key fob.
Okay.
The key wear off. So I it see. Couldn't activate the thing.
Okay.
It's not... It can turn the cylinder, but it cannot activate. You see, your mortise lock and the cylinder both work together.
Correct.
Then the mortise lock inside got a place where the cylinder turn, the key turn. It's actually it's not the cylinder turn. Your cylinder don't turn. It's your key that turn.
Okay.
Whereas normal profile, there's a black cam that turn, ma.
Okay. Yeah, correct.
Miwa don't have one. You are using your key to turn. Even a Japanese lock, other Japanese lock. Okay, Japanese lock, there's only three in the market.
Yes.
Miwa, Showa, Go.
Okay, correct.
During that time, okay, I tell you the era. During that time, Showa and Go, they are the main competitor.
Correct.
Miwa is the atas one.
I see, so it's the highest quality.
Highest quality.
And even that's what we understand, because when we go to Japan, most of the hotels we stay, you know, even the palace, everything, everybody is using Miwa.
They are so popular in Japan. Every single house, everybody is using Miwa.
Yeah, restaurant is using Miwa. I see, every time I go to Japan, everybody is using Miwa.
All using Miwa one, because Miwa... I think one of the... biggest in Japan.
Correct.
One of the biggest. Although Showa and Go, they are not... If I'm not wrong, maybe that time, I don't know. Maybe Showa and Go are the competitor of... They want to come into break
correct.
In the market.
Correct.
But because Miwa is so long,
correct.
So they are very strong. So they venture out into out of Japan, come to Singapore. When you come to Singapore, it becomes atas already.
I think it's a matter of like
Hong Kong chef. Hong Kong chef, they can't survive in Hong Kong. They come to Singapore only. Wow, oh, Hong Kong chef, everybody flocked. Same, must be the same way of doing lah. Same way of is management lah. Is management. Correct, correct. How you manage the thing.
In terms of like so you know we spoke about it's hard to pick a mirror lock, but you can't activate the thing to turn.
It's not can work. It's not hard to pick. Although it's hard to pick, but the main thing is cannot activate the internal part.
I see. So it makes it very secure, basically.
Very secure.
And when you talk about, let's say, durability, Miwa compared to other cam locks, typical cam locks, what is the first thing that you see possibly failing compared to, you know,
wear and tear lor.
Wear and tear,
any brand, no matter how good your brand is, world, even stainless steel, so hard, also will wear and tear one, because friction mah.
Okay.
So, but because of the material,
correct.
The wear and tear is more, can last longer lor.
Correct. So you know, like when we talk about cylinders and everything, then you know when we talk about the mortise itself, now we talk about the mortise. When you compare the Miwa mortise to the others that you have seen, what is the difference? What is it that you have seen in the last 30, 40 years?
I noticed most of the Japanese thing, their depot are all stainless steel.
Okay.
Even if not stainless steel, it's solid brass. So that is the go back to square thing, material.
Correct.
And anything they can cut down, they can cut on manufactured on certain part, like your Miwa cylinder, they still use alloy ma, the body ma.
Correct.
But the vital part, they still use back their solid brass, which is very important.
Correct.
Well, cheaper grade one is once they cut down everything also go. Even the cylinder, they can eat. You know about cylinder thing lah. It's a whole solid tubular thing ma.
Correct.
You know China thing they can. Oh sorry, I don't think China. Some cheaper thing Okay, this is the whole cylinder tube
Correct.
Solid correct. You know what they do? They cut off. So now the tube become just one piece of either brass or whatever thing, even alloy, one piece of things in between only. Then use your key as a support to twist only.
Okay.
So easily break.
Okay, that's why cylinders fail lah. Because I ever gone to some projects that it cannot turn anymore, even though from inside the thumb turn is dead.
That one cannot turn is two things. Firstly is maybe some customer use wrong key lah.
Okay.
You cannot blame lah. Some customer use wrong. The other thing is inside corroded lah.
I see. Jam. Okay.
That is very common. Very, very common. Now not only China, even now American lock, because to cut costs, they also go China manufacturing. They also more or less follow this tactic. But of course under QC they still got solid thing lah. Still manageable lah.
That's why in terms of like Miwa, I see that you know the quality has been maintained over the years.
It will still drop a bit, but it's still 80%.
To remain competitive, they had to do a bit.
Yeah, they got too much. So certain things they can cut.
But so because they are so experienced, they know which one cannot cut.
This is what I don't work in there. I'm not their mindset. I don't know what they think lah. So basically, this is maybe what they are doing lah. R&D is good lah. They really go into it. You know, this type of company, they got a special department that do all this research.
Correct.
And maybe think of any other thing that can get replacement. Instead of brass, they use other material. But after that, they find that maybe not so good. So they cut.
Correct.
About the decision, maintain back the whole thing.
Correct. And that's what we find that when we deal with their things, it's very consistent. It will work. Whatever they come out, And they wouldn't be so hasty in launching new products. They will really make sure it works.
Their R&D is very, very good.
So that's the thing. And you know, sometimes when we, you know, the mortise, the cylinder, then when it comes to like, you know, door problems are problems. What's the most problems that you see other than what you have spoken about? Like, you know, the cylinder cannot turn, corrosion or the lock set.
The other only thing is the door issue, lor. Your door sag, your door walk. These are the main thing that causes the lock don't work, lor.
I see.
If your alignment is no good, because of your door sag, it's not because of installation, like your door sag. So there'll be more friction cost.
Correct.
Friction will die wear off things faster than it's supposed to be. That's the only thing. But so far, in my work life, I don't really come across Japanese block that is jammed. The percentage, you will still have, but maybe normal lock is every 1,000 lock there is one or two.
Correct.
Well, Japanese lock is every 10,000 or 100,000, then there is one. There's no guarantee, nothing is impossible.
Correct.
There is still some issue, but it's not as high as normal.
Correct.
We talk about Japanese, not only me, okay?
Correct.
Not only me. I hope you don't get offended.
Yeah, it's okay.
Showa and
very respectable as well.
Very good. It's too, you know, that time. Takinaka, I don't know. They are still here, Takinaka.
I've seen before.
Takinaka, that time, during AP time, yeah. They are very popular, very.
Correct.
Because Lee Kim Ta, this type, they all use Japanese thing one.
Okay.
Showa and Japan, Showa and Go.
Correct.
Okay. These three items, Showa is the, can say, the cheapest.
Correct.
Go come and fight with Miwa.
Correct.
A bit difficult. They can't catch up because of they can easily beat them because of the price.
Correct.
1:2.
Correct.
Something like that.
Correct.
Showa is 3/4:1.
I see. It's very, very cheap now.
Not very cheap. Cheaper than Go. Okay, cheaper than Go.
Correct.
If compared to other things, it's still expensive. Japanese are very proud of their thing, right?
Correct.
They
it's their pride, right? They really have pride when they manufacture.
It's like, if they think that this thing is no good, they don't want, they won't sell.
They can try also, but because Miwa has such, you know, a lot of things that
there is something compatible to Miwa's system, right? I don't know if you heard before, Atom, A-T-O-M.
I think yes, they are very aggressive also.
Something like Miwa system.
Correct.
But not magnetic, the W woofer key. There are some, but they, not as good as that. They use that one to substitute Miwa.
I've seen
some project, they use some lock, not fully, certain portions of they use that to so-called substitute Miwa.
Correct.
There's a lot of reason. Sometimes because of cost, sometimes because this item not so popular, maybe they stop production. So architect say, I want something like this. Why you say I want some? So people will think of way to get. So they manage to get this product in the market, but not don't survive long. I doubt it's still there. Ever rise up to a while, then sink back again.
I guess it's like if you sell something good, you and if you go in the right direction, find the right crowd, I think then it's sustainable. But if you come up with something that it looks good, it goes out, you can sign.
You know, I see some project about 30 years already using.
Yeah.
Don't talk brand, using Japanese lock. The lock look, wow, then jiala already. But it still works.
Yes,
well.
Correct. And that is what our problem is, right? Because all the hotels we service, right? The things don't spoil, so we cannot sell them more locks also.
But their electronic thing are not that good.
Okay.
They came out electronic thing, ma. They came out card system, ma.
Correct. Yes, we all came out card system. We actually a lot of our hotels
Miwa are and using Showa,
card system.
These are the that time during that era. These two, you want card system, you must go to them. They are the only two that make one.
But I must say, their card system is among the brands that we have used. They are really reliable.
Reliable,
very
but,
reliable.
But how do I say ?
Electronics will definitely be not as long lasting.
Not long lasting. Not as competitive as those new technology type.
Oh, yeah.
You
the
cannot compare.
And,
your card is just card only.
Yeah.
No other function. Their card can do thousands of functions.
Yeah. And that is something that we maybe it links back to what the Japanese what we talk about the Japanese that they want something to work very very well first before they release it. If it is iffy, if it's 50-50, they don't wanna look it, they don't wanna go into it.
End user never try Miwa electronic thing before. Card system. No. I don't see much on maybe one or two projects.
No, yeah.
Where else Showa one, I see quite a handful. Showa got more project with card. Although it's also give way lah, but now after so many years ma.
Correct.
Japanese thing is still good lah.
Yes.
Japanese thing is still good. So can be rest assured lah. Anyway, that time when you tell me you took over Miwa, I find that it's good that somebody taking over Miwa to do because it's a pity to stop this thing in the market.
Correct.
It's very pity.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we came in the market. Our focus is to look for new clients, but definitely we're open. I mean, if your time in Singapore, you know, in the industry and the market, and we're more than happy to, you know, look into those areas to go and service those existing projects.
Actually, I just give you my opinion. Actually, if you want to go into the venture into this and hoping for a long run, this is only just personal. You can actually not only cater for the niche market. You can use your product to cater for local market also.
Yes.
You don't oversee. Don't neglect the open market.
The
open market is so much huge than the niche market.
Yeah, so we are exploring, the segments, and we are finding new sales channels. So you're right, and we're gonna explore different segments. We're gonna, you know, share as much as we can about our products. And then eventually, when you know, we write a lot of stories. Like for example, this session, this interview with you, right, has so much knowledge that you know that a lot of people, I'm sure, they didn't know about locks. And now that you share your experience, these are something that everybody wants to know. Actually, and
I think whatever I talk to you now, I really doubt nowadays the new generation of so-called locksmith will understand or know. Because nowadays all those new guys, they are more on high tech.
Correct.
Maybe when come to high tech thing, they are better than me. Because we are those old timer ma.
I understand, and it's like a fast food theory, you know, like everybody wants their things fast, wants their things cheap. But you know, everybody is so focused on like the end market, they want it now, but you know this, and when things start to spoil, maybe 2 years in, they don't care at first.
There's a saying, if I sell you the thing that lasts, how am I going to survive?
That's why maybe we are driving ourselves in the corner, but it's a core value that we have. We want to sell things that last for our clients.
If you have the thing, first philosophy in your mind, if this thing is no good, I won't want, then you won't sell.
Correct.
But if you sell this thing, you yourself don't want, how you sell to other people? How you convince other people to buy?
Correct.
So basically, I must really love this thing. I like this thing.
Yes.
Then I will introduce to my friend, recommend to my friend. I don't want to sell them, especially my buddies, my good friend, things that last only 3 months. Hey, come back to me. Hey,
Yeah, you got a reputation to upkeep also.
Unless you say, I don't mind, I want cheap only.
Yeah.
There's two types of business, law. One is, some people is like, oh, I don't care. I got people, they change from MIWA to ordinary law.
Okay.
Firstly, because of cost and because I told you MIWA so-called stop in Singapore market.
Right, not servicing anymore. They can't find.
So firstly, they can't find. Secondly, is because I don't care. I sold my place already. I just need a presentable thing to hand over to people. So there's two type of market.
Correct. I totally understand that thing, man. You know, the kind, moving on, right? Like when we talk about locks, it's so many things that I still want to find out from you. Like how long? Let me think. Brain block.
You can't finish everything in one session.
There's so many things I want to learn from you, man. Yeah.
Actually, it's not learn from me lah. You can even learn from anybody. Right? These are all experience. You can talk to any. Okay, very simple. There's a lot of so-called locksmith in Singapore. Ma.
Correct.
You can try talking to some young one. Maybe you talk to me after a while, you'll find that my thinking are still very conservative, like old school type. Good in one way, maybe not good in another way. So you try to talk to those newer ones. See what their mindset is. No? Their mindset is managing maybe. Or else our mindset is all on practical thing.
Correct.
So you also can learn from them, because these are the things that you can't learn from me, because you ask me, hey, your electronic thing, huh? I only can tell you want me to do, I can do. I only can change for you, I don't repair for even supplier don't repair.
One to one swap.
Because it's too complicated.
Yes.
That they don't have a R&D is in their head office. Not in local
Singapore,
company.
Yeah,
they don't have this stuff. They cannot afford. You know, Wimber last time, huh? They really send people to Japan to learn everything.
Training. I see.
They learn from not from scratch. At least the basic thing.
Correct.
At least the basic thing, so that you can service your thing better.
Correct.
You try to interview Woon, the one who you want his contact.
Yeah, I'll probably.
You got his contact?
I don't have. I'll probably have a chat with him also. Yeah,
but he's those a bit of arrogant guy, lah.
That's okay.
Maybe you know he's the only one in Singapore that handle this thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of locksmiths still go to him one night like, when I service customer with MIWA lock, because we don't have parts, man. Some people will claim that, I know the theory, I know the thing, but you don't have the part. That's the most important thing, man. So you cannot do replacement, you cannot do repair, man. And still, die got to go back to him.
He's still doing, man.
So I thought you collaborating with him.
Oh, no. We have our own, basically, supply rights.
But you don't have your service team, lah.
Sort of, lah.
You all should have a... If you really look into it, and your company is so what affordable, either send you or a young somebody to Japan to learn, then you can hands on to service. You want to do this in the market, you cannot only just sell. You must be able to service. You cannot always rely on people to service, like your 职场. I don't know how to cook leh. I rely on this cook leh. Wow, my business damn good leh. Then the cook will come and tell you blah blah blah, a lot of story. Wow,
yeah.
You die kena pinch by the nose or struggle by the neck. Okay lah. You say why? You just carry over for me. You cannot survive. One day he left, only you will die.
Yeah.
I think it's the same. Unless you say, we are trying only lah for trying the Singapore market. See how that is different story. If you really want to stay put, I mean yours. Young ma, your younger generation. This is my advice. Go and understudy. Then, if you know how to the two basic thing lah, know how to rekey your cylinder.
Rekey the cylinder.
Customer said they lost the key.
Okay.
You cannot always sell cylinder.
Okay.
You can recycle, rekey ma. Like what? Well, you know, I always. Okay. See that. I'm a locksmith. That guy also a locksmith. What is the difference between me and him? I can rekey key.
How do you
rekey? Take out the whole lock, dismantle the whole lock, change a new configuration, put it back for you so that you become a new lock instead of buying a new cylinder.
Okay.
Well, those new locksmith, they don't know. They'll tell you buy a new cylinder.
Yeah, and that's because things are so cheap now, right?
Not really cheap because they don't understand the thing.
Okay.
You as a service servicing agent or sell, you must have people to understand to do this type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Especially something that is already obsolete and is still using Mewilding.
Yeah.
You can tell you don't use my thing and buy a new one.
Correct.
Then correct. Even some customer want to buy a new one, fitting are not all the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or some people like the design, they get used to it. And some there's still a lot of old mindset people. No matter where they go, they still want to use the same thing because they know I've been using this thing for 30 years, 40 years, no problem. I don't want to get involved. I always see my friend cannot stuck here, stuck there.
Yeah.
So they're willing to pay. They're willing to pay. You'll be very surprised some HDB people are willing to pay $1,000 for your Miwa lock.
Yes, definitely. We have seen a lot of
they those are those that used before.
Correct.
If you never use before, I pay $1,000, I must well use the digital lock. Why I use your lock? But they never know, they didn't know the digital lock got so many after sales effect.
Yeah.
Wow, middle of the night cannot open, blah blah blah. Or one day you come back, the lock spoil, the door open. You know, there's one brand, there's good and bad lah. They got no key ever, right? Then anything happen, oh, my lock are fuel safe one. You open by itself. You are not at home now.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
so,
there's
a lot of things. So I still think it's good that someone in your company know how to do this.
I guess we're in a market position where we are evaluating consistently what the market demands and everything is.
This is what I say, like, yeah. If you are going to stay put and market your thing, this is a must.
Yeah.
This is a must.
And then we believe that we just want to evaluate because in the Singapore industry, you know, things is always evolving. In a sense that sometimes we want to evaluate what's the most important thing, what are the cost drivers. Manpower for one thing, craftsmanship in Singapore is one of the highest cost drivers. But we do believe in investing in people, in talents to, you know, get them trained.
Too bad Singapore, yeah. they don't have courses that teach carpentry work.
Yeah, correct. But they are looking into it. After this circuit breaker, what happened? That Singapore is locked in, right? Then they realized that
they open up a lot of courses, but yes. I browse through, they don't have this type of courses.
And you know, it's something like your skill, right? You can actually go and teach. I'm sure that the
but that is my mindset when I retire.
Because everybody wants to pick on your skill. And it's just a pity that with the way that the global economy is going, right, everybody is going for, if it's spoiled, changing, you know. And so,
you know, our time, our era, in order to be a locksmith, you must know the basic thing.
Correct.
You must know how to, you must understand the lock.
Correct.
You must blah blah, you know. Now the basic thing for a locksmith, you know what? I got a hand drill.
Just go brute force, go through, right?
Just force through, that's all. So they're thinking that we got my friends, like, I got quite a few friends also locksmith. They also, it's good one, I don't have to understand one. I break, I sell another one.
Yeah.
I make more money.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe.
Yeah. It's not understanding the thing. It is
In my mindset is, of course we try to help customer to cut costs also lah.
Correct.
I mean, everybody got to make a living. I come to you, you cannot say you don't pay me, ma.
Alright.
I may charge a bit more.
Alright.
But as you said, I give you my good service, my recommendation. I can cut cost for you, which is the hidden factor a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know. How come you don't have to break the thing? I see other locksmith got to break. Of course, break, then they sell you a new one.
All right.
Which is end up going to cost you more.
All right.
These are the things we, either we or the old timer do lah.
All right.
Now new timer, they don't care. It's not that they want to do. They basically don't understand.
All right.
They don't understand. They only know, as soon as I can break the thing for you, I change a new one for you, I'm already a locksmith. Well, nothing wrong to say that. There's no definition for a locksmith, ma.
It becomes an installer la, rather than a locksmith.
They got their way of doing business. I cannot say that I'm always in the right position.
Correct.
I got my way.
Correct.
I stick on to my principle. I don't care what people do.
Correct.
So, well, you don't bother me, I don't bother you.
Correct. I think it's a fine... It's something like this. Locksmith, you know, hardware, is something in between art and science and technical stuff.
More on technical lah, yeah. More on technical thing lah.
It's also more of an art actually, because what I say art is that,
yes,
if we don't conserve these skills, you know, as we go along, I don't think locks will become obsolete. Locks
will never,
be here to stay,
never,
yeah. And by the way that we are going right now in the direction, if we don't treasure whatever that we have right now, we may soon lose that. You know, it's like a lost art after a while. People, you know, we don't go into training and everything.
It's something like a lost trade. Like you see, like hands-on cobbler, those old men,
yeah,
staying at the roadside. When they retire, nobody take over the job. So no more. There's still new technology that come up to those key repair shoes.
Yeah.
Although they don't do as good as that, but you can still carry on. You can still carry on.
But a lot of the finer details are less.
No more finer details. So eventually this thing will get less and less.
Yeah.
Less and less.
Correct.
On paper, very simple. Just glue, just stitch. That's all. But how good your stitches are.
Correct.
How well your glue.
Correct.
Glue is not so simple. You ever try to glue your shoe before? It can't always come out. Why the glue one can last? These are the technique lah.
Correct.
These are the one.
And I think it's important because I think for some of the clients, they are looking for these final services. You know, not just something that... Because they always believe investment is the biggest word nowadays. You know, sometimes they buy a nice place, something they're going to stay a long time in. They want a good investment and everything. So I see that's what's happening.
Certain things people are still willing to pay one.
Correct. Willing to pay.
Which is to pay. Actually, to me, this is the most important part of in your house.
And exactly what you think, because this is what you go.
This is your first lines of defense.
Yes, correct.
If this thing is no good, who's going to safeguard you?
Correct. That's what we think. That's what we think also. And every time we see we just want to help the architects, you know, help the designers, give them more information.
But the thing is, you cannot complement their thing. What they have in mind. For example, what is it? You got a client, you got an issue. Wow, this lock giving them a lot of problem. You'll be surprised. You say, I changed 5 times already, also got this issue.
Yeah.
Then you want to put in your thing. You cannot. It totally don't suit in.
Okay.
Because your thing is only suitable for Japanese. They are made for Japanese cutting. Okay, you notice most of the Japanese product, they are plus minus around the same fitting.
The tolerances. I know what you mean.
They almost follow. Well,
their distances, their
Singapore
distance.
Market, they are totally different.
Yeah, it's really a big mixture, man. Some follow the US, some UK,
that's
some
what
Europe,
I say. That's why I say, if you really want to look into Singapore market, I mean, your company really got to do something that plan into not only Singapore market, Asia market.
Yeah.
Because the Asia trend is now all using, like you say, laptop. Everybody using laptop. Right? So any company will come out a laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
Different features only, ma. But it's still a rectangular box. Everybody can carry, ma. This correct. Is the main thing, ma. Last time, correct. No laptop. Everybody how to carry a computer out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's very geniusly designed and made. So people, the trend is there. So now you got 1,001 laptop. You got
correct.
$200 laptop. You got $1,000 laptop. Correct. It's only different features. Same correct. Thing, no. Asia market is quite big. It's very big. So you got to, your R&D got to really look into whether they are willing to spend. I mean, of course, when you want to start something, you got to spend a lot on your molding, your initial stage. Huh? Well, this after you start off this one, your thing becomes so complement to other things. Eh? Who come, you can whack already. That is long term. Well, the Japanese is still very, very old minded. I don't care. You follow me, not I follow you.
Yeah.
Well, you see, European is, the market now is black and white. I will follow the market.
Yes.
I'll do something black and white. There was once those gun color, ivory color, so popular. Everything you see, black color, bronze color. But die somehow, they still go back to stainless steel color, which is the, you say, the life cycle turn.
Yeah.
You still go back to the thing.
Cyclical, everything is cyclical.
The black color looks nice. After 2 years, 3 years, it become faded.
Yeah.
The color peel off. People headaches.
Yeah,
so that one you can, maybe you can tell your company. These two items. More important is get somebody to go and learn their thing.
Correct, yeah. We go for training frequently. Go to Miwa, visit their factory.
Your training is only theory training.
Very, very theory, yeah.
Must hands-on. Do their thing. Mm. You know that last time when at the time they are so popular, not so popular, they got a service backup so that they can rest assured the developer anything, we got people. Mm. Likewise, you approach a developer, he's quite happy to use your thing, but you have something you work. Your backup service, huh? Oh, one-to-one exchange. That is cost, a lot of cost already, ma.
The one on the business side of things, we have some arrangements. But basically, when we go developer, commercial, it's a different. That's not our key segment.
Yeah. Maybe another department. Another department.
When we deal with them, we basically it's different.
No, just give you an opinion only.
Okay, definitely. It's a very good opinion. But anyway, thanks for everything, man. Learn a lot. And then
I really thought you learn.
Yeah, learn a lot.
You're just casual talking only, nothing.
I learned a lot. I mean the insights into the thing, because sometimes we get a lot of questions from our customers that as much as we study, we learn from our projects, we only have like 8 to 10 years, even the 35 years, sometimes the company is around, but people come and go. And this is the first time I'm talking to a locksmith that has been around for 30 to 40 years. So really events.
Remember just now we talked to you about your cylinder issue?
Yeah.
If you understand that issue, that is your selling point for your thing, really.
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
That is your selling point. Your lock, even a drill cannot open,
Well, I didn't know about that.
I told you, your cylinder turn.
Correct.
But you don't have the long key inside to twist the turning point.
I see.
So your drill can only open the cylinder. You don't have the key to go inside to twist the thing. That is you really go and study your thing. This is the first time I tell people about your Miwa lock. Because this sort of thing, how old am I? One day I pass away. I go off. I mean, maybe this one to them, this is very common, but a lot of people didn't know.
Correct.
So when you ask me, can it be big or not? This is your selling point already.
Correct.
People say, a drill will solve all a problem. Never solve your problem.
Alright.
Okay, that is your selling point. you know what I'm talking about, yeah. the portion. You go back, take a cylinder.
Yes.
You put in the key, you will see the extra part comes up.
Yeah, later I go have a look.
And come up longer than you're supposed to be.
Okay. Later I have a look.
Some people they make a new key. How come they go back? They say, how come my key cannot work? They follow the old key. The old key already wear off. So they cut according to old key. So it becomes too short.
Correct.
Sometimes can work, sometimes cannot work. So eventually friction mah.
Correct.
You get worse. So no matter how you make, you still won't work.
Okay.
A qualified locksmith will know not to cut that portion.
I see.
Not only I know lah, a qualified locksmith should know one.
Okay.
That's why I say if you ask this to ask a new locksmith, they won't know one. My duty is to copy exactly. You give me this, I copy exactly.
Correct.
Which is not working one.
okay.
That is your selling point. If you want to sell local architect don't bother about this lah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sell local, that is your selling. Because a lot of local nowadays, they think they see on internet so easily pick all the lock.
Yeah,
internet show everything can be picked one.
Yeah.
Even a high computerized also can be picked. I mean, nothing is impossible, okay?
Yeah.
Then you see too much already. No? So, whenever people lock up, before they call a locksmith, they internet, they try and do themselves.
Yeah.
Do until, fed up. Then they call a locksmith. Then when we come, you say, how come you do so easy? I do cannot. This is what I mean.
Yeah.
So, they know if the lock cannot be picked, it arose their interest already.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the first thing I'll go back later is I'll have a look at that.
Hopefully that is a very good info to you lah.
Yeah, can. This will definitely not be the last conversation we're having. And anyway, we're gonna head down to install this Friday.
Friday? Where's the place?
It's at Bukit Merah.
Oh, Bukit Merah.
Wait, let me just, I think, we're gonna continue, next time around where we talk about a lot more other things.
Maybe when I talk to you, I also learn your product, ma. Because I told you, ma, we don't really touch on hands-on on Miwa things so much.
Because very rare. Yeah.
Very rare.
Can. So definitely more chance.
Rare in another sense. There's no wear and tear.
So
I don't come across to repairing.
Correct.
Whereas other lock.
Yeah.
Very very fast.
Okay. Sounds good.
Not only your thing lah. I still emphasize all Japanese things are damn good.
Okay.
It's only grading lah.
Yes.
The grading.
I think the next conversation maybe.
During the 90s time, a lot of the project using your Miwa thing, you know?
Yeah, that's why I understand. Yes.
That time was during Far East booming time, lah.
Yeah.
So Far East are willing to spend money during their father's time.
Okay.
When the father go, the younger children, you see, the Far East father, Far East Teng Fong time and our time is totally different. But we still follow more or less like following 70-80% of their business style. Well, later time, your era time, you don't follow so much, right? You follow the trend.
Correct.
It's totally different. No?
Correct.
Totally different. So the children, I told you lah, when to buy car, buy European car lah. What for? Buy Japanese car. Someone buy second hand car. they know money is so hard to earn, ma. They are born with silver spoon one. Come out only is all branded thing.
Correct.
Tell them, got $10 shirt, man. All my mindset is one shirt at least $200 one.
Yeah.
Different upbringing. If you are brought up differently, your thinking will be differently.
Correct.
So whatever you do will be also different.
Correct.
Definitely. Correct. So you got to be down to the earth.
Yeah.
Because Singapore is one of the only country in the world that had most middle income people.
Yeah.
And these are your niche market.
Yes, definitely.
A lot of people think that, one.
Looking for the right value, yeah.
The higher end, during the 90s time, 1899, the higher end really, you know, I serviced that lock company in Singapore, very Baldwin lock, the one.
Correct.
One day he can do $200,000 cash sales, you know. The boss and me, very good one. Actually, okay, I tell you what, how I started on my own is he encouraged me.
I worked quite closely.
You know, the first time when I installed his Baldwin lock, he asked me, do you know how to install or not? I mean, I started off as a hardware shop. Where got come in touch with this high-end here? So, okay, I do. I said, I can.
Okay.
I mean, you got trust in yourself, so I good. I took almost 2 to 3 hours to do the first job. You got to do with care, ma.
Correct.
Cannot spoil that thing, ma.
Correct.
You got to study, ma. Before that, I took a few hours to study the thing before I do.
Correct.
That's the first Baldwin lock that I installed.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, slowly I picked up. Then he encouraged me to
very fast. Yeah.
He encouraged me to, because that time I'm young, ma. I'm still 30 plus. He encouraged me to set up a shop. I ever got a shop in Ginza.
Correct. You told me.
At that time, my shop was there. He was the one who, actually, he's my only kuih ren. I got a lot of, everybody will have a lot of people to help you in your lifetime.
You hang on, I go toilet first. So just now you were talking about you started a shop because Equip Design, Baldwin has a demand and they wanted you engage you on a longer term basis to install their hardware. So what was the story like during, when did it start?
I think 90s.
90s, I see.
80 to 90s. N80, I started to work with them, which really pushed me up a lot.
I see.
They are serving the niche market people.
Correct.
So, niche market always buy good things.
Correct.
Then they use a lot of my service. So, maybe, I mean, before me, definitely they have people to service them.
Correct.
Then maybe they find that there's a lot of complaint on here and there, so they tend to look for some other people. So happened that they saw me, and I mean, on off I still go and buy things from them. So the boss talked to me, then I said, okay lah, we can try to work or collaborate lah. Then I start working for them, not work for them freelancing for them, which I find it's very booming lah. The time they are booming time. I told you every time. He tell me, you see today I my sales, he take out his from his pocket.
a certain number.
Huge amount of money. So
yeah.
You make people envy, wow, damn good. Then he talked to me after a while, he told me, why don't you get the shop yourself? I said, I got no manpower. Do yourself lah, then you will start to think lah, I'm old already, maybe if I can get a shop. I don't expect to do as good as him. At least I can, don't have to be, to run outside and do installation is not a very easy job. It's quite a tedious job also. When age is picking up, you will look for either better alternative or what. But of course, you still maintain, the passion is there. So from there, he encouraged me to open a shop. That time, Ginza just opened. He come all the way to bring me around to see which is a good unit. He got very good eyesight, foresight. His foresight is damn good. Because he's in this trade for so long. Only thing is that location is not so good, that's all. It's a bit of isolated area, no direct bus, no what. So that play a very important part. But nevertheless, I can still survive there. I can still survive there because, as you said earlier, nowadays a lot of people willing to spend money on the first line of defense, I did quite well over there also, don't really make a lot of money, but at least can survive and go through almost 10 years there.
Okay.
Until they so called rejuvenate the place.
Okay. Ah, yes, correct. Yeah.
Stay until they rejuvenate the place and convert more to eatery.
Correct. Correct.
If not because of that, maybe I may be still around there because it's near my house. No?
Correct.
My wife go and look after. I go outside work. Then after that, I go back.
I see.
Quite a nice place. Ah.
Okay.
A,
okay.
Quite a. I can say it's a good choice. Yeah. But after that, no more so, no choice. I could go back to my house and work.
I see. Okay.
But on up, I'm still servicing their customer. La. Even until now, although they got their own technician there already, because you see, as I say, father time and children time is different. Now the children take over. Ma. Their thinking is different. Ma. Their father time is they don't care, they don't bother about service thing. They leave all the service to me. It's not looking into the money on the service side. He emphasized more on the sales. Ma. So he don't bother about servicing. So now it's different. The so-called two sons took over. They are not cut for them. La, I can put it this way. I hope I never offended them. They are not cut for that. La. Because they are born with silver spoon, ma. So their way of management is not so good.
Sorry, I'll cut this off. You wouldn't be published.
So eventually things are not as good, la. But we still maintain good relation. We still do, but not as good as their father's time. But now I heard the father coming back to do
really?
Because the father is an alcoholic. Not alcoholic, workaholic.
Oh, workaholic.
You know, New Year time, New Year they are closed. Second day, he already opened already.
That's what Dora said.
He can work until morning 10 o'clock. He can't work until at night 10 o'clock. Yeah, he got another partner. The partner is damn lucky to find such a workaholic partner. That partner is doing golfing,
just for money,
scuba diving, traveling, eating. Well, all the work is done by Fanny.
Okay.
Then he's equally spread, equally share. So he's damn lucky. You never find such a lucky partner in your life.
Okay, William, I tell you what. Let's we finish off the interview, then we'll talk about other things. Yeah. Because some of the things that we talk about, we cannot republish.
This is just a casual talk only. Yeah, so,
okay.
Until now, I still really appreciate him. He's a very temperament guy. If he likes you, he can be damn good to you. Maybe because he likes me. La. So he pulled me, la, helped me. La. He really helped me a lot.
You
really helped me a lot.
Okay, William, thanks for your time today. You know, there's so much we want to continue. I think there will definitely be a part two to this. And then any things to share with us, like what's your advice for people buying their blocks? Maybe just one last thing before we close off this session.
Still the old saying, durability lah.
Correct.
Durability.
So that is the one thing that we're looking for.
That's the main thing. Because I cannot compare your lock to other people in terms of design lah. Your design is definitely...
They're trying. Trying times for their design.
Uncatchable. He says such a word. 永遠追不上 lah.
Okay. But their durability is solid.
But although your thing looks simple, their finishes, their thing is still high quality.
Yes, their finishing is high really quality. Very, very good.
Very high quality.
Correct.
Even their stainless steel now lah. That time their stainless steel is never rust one.
Yes. It's the
but
same.
But now I don't know whether lah, because maybe to cut cost ma, everybody go to 304.
Don't worry, it's still the same.
Or maybe, I don't know, I doubt Japanese thing will ever set company in China to do manufacturing. Because they take pride in all their thing one.
Yeah.
Until now they are, if I'm not wrong, they are still manufacturing in
Japan. Yes. Omima is still in Tokyo.
And another thing is, they don't entertain parallel import.
Ah, okay.
Not like those other supplier. They set a Singapore agent here. You know, as an agent, you got to sign contract every half yearly or quarterly. You must promise to sell, buy certain amount, a certain amount. That's why I say you got to go into bigger niche, because end user you cannot reach the target one. You never reach the kind of target as a developer, as an agent or whatever thing. So people now internet so openly, so widely, everybody can go internet and buy, and they will sell. The thing is, last time is those olden people. You go internet, you can search me. Oh, you want to buy? I refer to my agent in Singapore. Now they don't do that. You're most welcome to buy one piece, and your price is almost compatible or even cheaper than what the agent sell you in Singapore. Agent sell you is because, or maybe they sell you the price same as the agent, but because Singapore agent, they got to spend so much money, they got to bring up the price ma, they mark up ma, so become your price so cheap, everybody go online and buy. So agent will be the hardest hit lah. I sign a contract, I buy so much from you, then you do this to me. Correct. But Japan don't do that. I understand Japanese don't do that.
Still so a lot of
I ever try and call not the lock company lah. I try call other sorts of Japanese product. Household product only, listener. They will refer me to Singapore agent.
I see. Yeah. They are very loyal in one sense.
Imagine loyal to their product. Who will kill themselves if they fail you?
Yeah. Correct.
You know, until now Japanese still got this type of thinking. If the company break down during my rain time, they will resign, they will apologize, they will now no more killing himself lah. You know, last time they are the only person who kill themselves in the public just to apologize. It's a bit of not ridiculous lah, too much lah, that is too much. But now at least they say, if the massive breakdown in transport, the transport minister will step down.
Correct.
Answer to the public. Where else you find this type of people in the world? People will just quietly, it's due to blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Then they quietly sit behind until the thing settle already, they come out again.
Definitely, man. I understand. And you know what? The next time we meet, we're gonna talk about all this and it's
problem.
So we're gonna share about, you know, let people know more, you know, let our listeners know more, let our clients, our partners know more about what is it really like.
But you must get somebody with high influencer lah, not me lah. Because we don't create influence on people lah.
You'll be surprised, you'll be surprised.
If you talk to those like very simple, you can talk to Mr. Low ma, Sunny.
But I mean like really whatever that you have said today, nobody else has this information. Nobody else has these stories to share. Yeah.
I told you what, everybody got their story one. You must talk to a lot of people. You cannot listen to just one. Who knows, I may be bullshitting.
Hey, no.
Sorry, not.
Oh good.
Yeah. Wow, you talk wow, really. When you talk to other people, if everybody share the same view, that means this view is vital.
Yeah, correct.
Only I talk about this view.
Yeah.
Nobody talk one, people talk all opposite. That means something wrong with my side area. So you must, you want to gather opinion, you must gather at least a few.
Definitely. Yeah.
Then try to talk to those big influencers, like those well-known people. You see, like they all, Eco Design, he's considered the well-known lock in the lock industry in Singapore. One of the few. There's only a handful only.
Yeah.
We don't talk about those all China bring in product lah. You also can bring in OEM or EOM.
OEM.
You also can bring in your brand ma.
Yeah.
As long as you hit the target only, you can bring in. Then how good your thing, they don't bother. They just want. We call this San Zai Chang. Pirate.
Yeah, pirate.
Hey, China got very good company, you know. Yeah. But the cost is high.
I see.
So, you see, China can even make rocket.
Yeah.
You dare to say China thing is no good. People, I always tell customers, it's not that I biased on China thing. Yeah. Because the China thing that come into Singapore are 80% low grade.
Yes.
If you want to buy, okay, China, they got things as compatible, quite as expensive as your Miwa.
Correct.
People mindset is, I pay so much, why I buy China thing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. But so good is something that is...
It's already in the mind, really. China thing are no good.
Correct.
But they don't know China got very high quality stainless steel. Better than what 306. Much better. But it's too expensive to bring out. Nobody want. It's not too expensive. Nobody want to buy. You want to bring in stainless steel item. I bring in, you bring in. I bring in 304. You want to bring in 306. You quite matchable lah. If you want to bring higher end, you cannot compete with me one.
Yeah, all right.
People are forced to go for lower grade. Mm-hmm. China think if you come across good one, they are very good. Much better, because China is improvising their thing every now and then.
Very
fun. You see their handphone
correct.
So much ahead of Apple.
Correct.
They got the technology. But only thing is, can people afford it? Huh?
Mm.
This is what I think.
Yeah.
Because you want to think, China thing are no good. You can think yourself, they can go to satellite, they can do this, they can do that. Yeah. Why their thing are no good? If their thing are no good, you dare to sit on their rocket, go up. It's not only one time, and so many times already.
Yeah, correct.
Even India.
Correct.
India also got cheap thing. They also got very good thing. They also got rocket up. This sort of thing they have.
Correct.
It's only always Russian and US that make great awareness. Oh, our rocket flies. Yeah. They may be the first few that do that lah.
Yeah.
But they stagnant there, ma.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't improvise, ma.
Yeah.
China that time before they open up, they are very stagnant. Maybe that time they gather a lot of information. They gather. So they say they send spies to here to learn. Nothing wrong. This is nothing wrong.
Correct.
I mean, likewise, you also want to know your competitor thing.
Correct.
So then you know, my thing no good is because of that. Then you improvise. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong.
Definitely, man. Can.
Okay, so, other day then we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about, you know, the rest of things on another session, man. Definitely.
If I know, don't ask me things that I don't know.
William, thanks, man. Thanks so much for the time.
No problem.